All right, we're live.
What's up, boys?
What's up, ladies and gents? The wait is over.
Finally here, episode one.
Bottom of the barrel.
Not the top.
Not the top at all.
So it took us like 30 minutes. Not 30, it took us like 10 minutes because we're having some technical issues.
We would open up the app.
Yeah.
And it would crash every single time, so that was nice.
Yeah, so good first episode so far. Sitting here in my parents' it's my house. I live with my parents, but...
Yeah, but they own the house.
But they're not home. They've been on vacation, well, 3 days.
So you technically own the house right now.
Technically, it's my house. Dude, it's actually really...
Lonely?
Like, maybe you live at home, too, but, like, it's...
It's really lonely?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I feel it, because my brother's in school right now, and then my other brother's on vacation, and my dad's always at work. But, like,
your mom's always home.
My mom's home, but, like, she'll go out to the store sometimes. I'm just sitting at home, and I get all depressed and sad.
When she's at the store?
Yeah, when she's at...
30 minutes?
She's there for like an hour.
Yeah, because she goes all the way to like some Middle Eastern store.
She actually goes to Fry's, but...
Yeah, they have a Middle Eastern section.
They have really good hummus. They have really good hummus there.
What is it? Samba?
Samba?
Isn't that the...
What the hell are you talking about? Samba? Isn't that like what Khabib?
No,
Samba. What is it?
It's Sambo. But
Sambo.
No, don't they have...
It's like judo?
No, isn't that hummus Samba? The one that you said, oh, this is... Shitty hummus because it's not made by me.
Sabra.
That's what I said.
Sabra is the worst hummus you could ever eat.
No, I said
it's literally made with battery acid and like...
I said Sabra.
I don't know. Like, fucking shit. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You would think that being home for like 3 days by yourself is the most relaxing thing. It is. But it's like...
It's not. You get cabin fever and then you want to freaking like eat yourself.
Yeah, dude. Today I haven't been outside. I was looking for things to do outside.
That's bad. That's really bad. Like when you just like... Like, it's, like, 4 in the afternoon, you haven't been outside.
Yeah.
It's, like, automatic depression.
Yeah, we were supposed to start this thing at 4:30, 4:45, but Armani's late already.
I had to make a steak.
Why are you doing... What's the hand motion? They can't see the hand motion.
That's true. I had to make a steak.
Yeah, late on the first episode. We're gonna... So, this is his first write-up. Informal write-up. And then...
Oh, my second write-up, I get replaced.
Yeah. So, already taking applications for a second host.
Interns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's take interns. Should we put it on Glassdoor? Not Glassdoor. Indeed?
Glassdoor is like a review website. Indeed? Yeah, we can put it on Indeed. We can put it on ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter. Oh, hold on. We have to thank our sponsors. Awesome. So, let's go ahead.
Sick. We should talk about how we came to be.
Okay.
Bottom of the barrel.
Okay, well, here's a start.
It happened like a year ago.
So we started
like a year ago.
Yeah, the thought of it started about like a year. But is it a year ago? Or more?
No, I want to say like
a thought of it.
No, I don't think. I think it was like a little under a year. It seems like a really long time ago, but it's really not. It was like September of last year, October of last year.
No, because... Yeah, you're right.
When
did you start working at Wells Fargo?
No, dude. That was like freaking 2.5 years ago.
And then we probably thought of it like 6 months into when you started working in there.
No.
Yes.
Dude, I remember...
How long did you work there? A year?
A year and a half.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Like 17 months.
Exactly 17 months?
I don't know why I remember it that way, but I did.
17 months. Okay.
Well... Okay, that's
so
not important. That's not important.
Let's say a year. And then, I was always down.
Yeah, yeah. Six months ago, we actually started talking about
it. Yeah, so
like,
our first...
Realistically.
Our first, what was it? Heavy Hitters. That was our first
title. What was it? Heavy Hitters. We hit heavy, but heavy hitters.
It's Heavy Hitters. We don't hit hard, but we're hard when we hit it.
We're hard when we hit it. Yeah.
That sucked.
Yeah, that was bad. And then we had a couple others. I don't really remember the others. We were sitting before the, we went to go see Tom Segura in December, which was absolutely hilarious.
Yeah, if you don't know who Tom Segura is, please look him up on Netflix and or YouTube and or Google.
Or don't,
but you should. Well, I mean, he's funny. He's a funny guy.
Yeah, funny guy.
Okay, go ahead.
So
we're sitting before Tom Segura.
And so we're sitting there before Tom Segura and we're writing down all these names and stuff. And then we were going to do it. I remember I promised you. I was like, we're going to do it at the start of the new year.
Keep in mind, I was down this whole time, like from the year to now, I've been down.
Yeah, so all the blame is on me.
Yeah.
What else happened? Then we didn't talk about it for 6 months.
Yeah.
Then we talked to it one day. We talked about
it. It hasn't been 6 months yet, even.
It's July.
Yeah, but okay, so we talked about it like 2 months ago. I'm getting too technical.
Go ahead. You are. This is taking way too long. What was it called? And then like,
no,
then like two, three weeks ago, then we were like, you were like, oh, go upstairs, we're buying all the stuff.
And no, like, here, hold on. He skipped a crucial part in this story because this whole year I was down and he's like, no, dude, I'm so busy. I don't think I can put any effort into that podcast because if I want to do it, then I just don't want to freaking do it. And then like 2 months ago, maybe even more, he was like, hey, dude. No, let me do the voice again. Hey, dude. Listen to this podcast I just did.
It's more nasally.
No, let me do my voice.
Okay.
Hey, dude, I just did this podcast with this one guy. You should listen to it. And I was like, this motherfucker said no this whole time for me doing a podcast. And then he tells me to listen hold on.
I did two podcasts.
Okay, the first one I didn't really care about because you're like, it was like a test. And the second one, he's like, dude, listen to this podcast that I just did with my friend. And then I was like, hold on, you're telling me to listen to a pod? He's like cheating on me, first of all. You're telling me to do a pod or listen to a podcast that you did without me after telling me that you're too busy to do a podcast with me. So it's like, what was that analogy I used?
I don't even want to say. I don't remember. I remember when I read it, I didn't even get it. It was like...
But it was funny in my head.
It wasn't that funny.
Dude, it was fucking hilarious. So yeah, now we're here.
And then a month or two later, we bought the stuff. And then literally that we just needed one more part and the part came in today. So we're doing it today.
Yeah, the part...
The Instagram is up at Bottom of the Barrel Podcast, I think. I didn't make the account.
It's Bottom of the Barrel Podcast. If you don't know our voices, I'm Ian.
That's Sebastian.
Depending on where you come from.
I'm the really nasally one.
Armani's the one.
I sound like I always have allergies.
Armani sounds like he has a big nose. Because he does.
Because I do. You know, you'd think that with a big nose, you'd be able to, like, breathe a lot. And you'd have, like, good airflow. Like, when you get, like, when you put those, like, air intakes in cars. Like, did you ever play Need for Speed?
Yeah.
So you could customize your car and you could put on those, like, giant air intakes.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they would, like, boost your...
Like, the ones, like, in the old school, like, American cars?
Yeah, they would, like boost your... They would boost your horsepower.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a giant air intake, and it doesn't boost any horsepower.
I think it's just your nose. It's not the nostrils are actually the same size as... Let me see.
No,
I feel like it's an like average
nose,
size nostril.
It's like the nose bone. It's like...
That's what I'm saying. Like, you...
It just protrudes.
Yeah.
It's like a fist in the middle of my face. You know what's funny is I can see my nose really well looking at you. Like, I don't even have to... See how you're looking... you're looking at your nose right now?
I'm trying to look at my nose.
I don't have to try to look at my nose.
I can see your nose from a mile away.
Yeah. Look at it.
No, but...
What were we talking about?
Hold on. We were talking about how this thing started. Hold on. Before you say that, apparently, shout out to Frank Torresano, owner of Pesto's. Go check out Pesto's. Great food.
they are sponsored.
Hey, we're not sponsored by Pesto's, but I'll take it if they give it to us.
I worked at Pesto's for a year and a half.
That's not part of the story.
Oh, okay.
Frank, the owner, a.k.a. Noah's dad, a.k.a. my best friend's dad, a.k.a. my dad.
A.k.a. Frank.
A.k.a. Frank. He said big noses are coming back into style.
He told me that that my big nose is what girls like.
No, he didn't say that. That's not what he said. He said, big noses come back to style. And I looked at you.
I was happy when he said it. Because I thought he was serious, and I thought he was trying to give me a compliment.
Yeah.
And then I realized he was clowning me.
He may have been clowning you.
And then I got upset.
Yeah, well, he's lying.
Yeah, that's true.
But you have a good heart.
I know. I have a good personality.
Yeah.
I'm pretty cool sometimes.
I just burp. Sorry, I'm allowed to burp on podcasts.
Yeah, just point your face away.
Dude, it's connected to my shirt.
So people don't smell it. What else? Oh, okay, so like that's how we got here, even though we barely even spoke about how we got here. So I think like one thing I want to touch on is like the reason we're doing it. Like we wanted to do it, but there's like a deeper meaning to it.
What's your deeper meaning?
My deeper meaning is like just like, I don't know, like, open discussion. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, in the future when we have guests and stuff and, like, X, Y, Z, like, we'll be able to sit and talk.
Yeah.
For kind of just a long period of time.
For the hell of it.
Hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And the thing is, it's like, you know, even in news and, you know, like shows on TV and stuff, they're like 10-minute segments, 15-minute segments.
Well, and they're just not like talking.
They're not talking. It's like, I forgot who had the who pointed it out. It's
probably
like
Joe.
No.
Joe Rogan.
It was someone else. They were talking about it. I forget who it was.
Tana, did you hear how I just referred to Joe Rogan as Joe?
As Joe, like,
because
we know him?
Because we're doing a podcast now, so it's like we're real
friends. Like, he's gonna have us on next week?
Yeah.
So, I forgot who it was, but they were like, if you ever look at like Fox News or like CNN, it's like, you know when they do that panel of like six people? And yeah. Like, you just see the people's faces and they're delayed when they like react.
Yeah, let's practice. Ready? Say something.
And they're like, I don't believe in climate change.
Yeah, climate change is something else.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's
so it's okay. Like, it's like when you see that and like those, like they'll have like one conservative dude and five liberal dudes, or they'll have like five conservative dudes and one liberal dude.
Yeah.
Like, and like everyone's yelling at each other and it's like not constructive at all. It's like shock value. And they're like, all right, time to cut to commercials.
In the middle of the argument.
It's like
when it gets too heated.
I don't know. I feel like
open discussion is the way that the world
needs each other.
That's not what I was going to say. Open discussion is what we need in the world because it, I don't know, it's just good to know other people's point of views and other things.
Well, it's not even that. It's like, it is that. But it's also like, you don't do it anymore. Like, even when we go out to like eat and stuff.
Well, we do.
Yeah, we do. But what I'm saying in general is, it's a common practice to have your phone out at dinner and things like that. And, you know, you hang out with your friends. How much of it is you having an actual conversation for an uninterrupted period of time? And, like, being able to just, like, voice your opinions. And even if you do get into, like...
It's funny because you're always on your phone.
Well, stop exposing me. But see, that's the thing.
No one's safe.
The thing is, like, I even have that problem. So it's like, I need to work on it too. We all kind of need to work on it and make it, like, more...
So after
custom.
After we went to Havasu Pie, was that 2 months ago already?
Yeah, it was.
Oh god. Okay, after Havasu Pie, and we did like three days, two nights.
Yeah. 3 days, 2 nights.
So no phones for 3 days, 2 nights.
Yeah.
And it was so refreshing. But then after that, I stopped going on my phone. Not stopped going on my phone, but like I went on my phone less.
Yeah.
And it felt good, you know, but I kind of got worse because I went on vacation and then, you know, and then you're sitting in the hotel room, you're like bored, so you're just like going through your Instagram feed a million times over and over again.
I think I feel like that's a big part of it is like, what are you doing right now? Like when we're in school and we're working, it's like, you're probably on your phone way less. Cause I know I am like,
yeah,
when I wake up in the, like last semester, I'd wake up 6 a.m, go to the gym, come home, eat breakfast, take a shower, go to work, come home. Do homework. Like, I was really productive.
Yeah.
Right when summer hit, all down the drain. I wake up at, like, 10, play Fortnite.
You know what's funny? It wasn't, like, not the opposite. Play Fortnite. It's not, I wouldn't say it's the opposite for me, but, like, because I had, like, 18 credits last semester, which is, like, a lot to me, but
that's
I know,
that's a healthy amount.
I know, but some people are like, dude, I took, like, 21 credits, and it was, I mean, they don't talk like that. They're like, dude, I took, like, 21 credits, and it was.
But a lot of those people don't have, like, full-time job or even part-time jobs.
That's true. That's very true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, like, I was very productive last semester, but I would say over summer, I was, like, because when summer ended, that's when we went to Havasu Pie.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was, like, on my shit for some reason over summer, for the most part, like, bettering myself. I won't say better. Yeah, I'd say bettering myself.
Bettering yourself, yeah, to a certain extent. I mean, being productive, like, even if it's not, like, reading or this or that, like, you know, just little things.
I was reading for a while and then it just kind of went down. Dude, reading's so hard for me.
Well, yeah, dude, me
it
too.
Is so
my,
hard for me.
My attention, and you know what's crazy is there's this guy named Cal Newport.
Yeah, I heard of him.
If
no, I haven't.
You just don't know who he is, you should look him up. He's a really interesting guy. I think he graduated from Stanford. Fact check.
Is it Cal, C-A-L?
C-A-L Newport.
Like beach.
Cal Newport, yeah. He writes a book called So Good That They Can't Ignore You, and it's just, like, it's a great book. I only read half of it because my attention span is so terrible.
Let's check Wikipedia.
If you listen to his TED Talk, though, his TED Talk is really cool because he talks about how he's never had social media in his whole entire life. and how he still stays connected, and he kind of just like,
how does he still, okay, how do you still stay connected without social media?
I mean, I'll let you watch the video and whoever else wants to watch the video.
What's it called?
To be able to watch it. What do you mean? What's what called?
Are you talking about the TED Talk or the
book? I'm talking about the TED Talk.
Okay.
The book is so good that they can't ignore you. He basically talks about mastering your skills and like,
they're just saying masturbating.
No. He talks about that and mastering your skills at the same time. And
that's his skill.
masturbate before you master your skills.
Okay.
So anyways, he has a TED Talk. It's really cool.
Yeah, he graduated from MIT and Dartmouth. Fuck.
MIT and Dartmouth?
He said Dr. Calvin Newport completed his undergraduate studies at Dartmouth in 2004 and received a PhD from MIT.
Where did I get Stanford from? Does he teach at Stanford? Am I crazy? I don't think he's an academic.
In 2009, in computer science under... Okay, so he got his PhD in computer science, and he spent 2 years at MIT in the department at of computer science. Then he joined Georgetown as an assistant professor. I don't see anything about Stanford.
Okay, so see, that's why I want you to look up, because I knew I was going to be wrong. But, nonetheless, he's really dope. He talks about how... I mean, like I said, you could go watch his TED Talk, but he talks about how there was a study done that since smartphones have been introduced to us, and it's kind of like this idea of like instant gratification.
Yeah.
So we get things right away, like right when you click on your app, it opens. Right when you do this, you get this. Right when you send a message, it happens.
Yeah.
Right when you take a picture, it takes.
Yeah.
So he talks about how using that every single day of your life for X amount of hours, which is like freaking, how many hours do you spend on your phone? I really spend like 4 or 5.
A day? Four or five.
Well, the thing is, think about it. Like every time you pick up your phone, it doesn't seem like it's 4 or 5. But it's like
2 minutes every 2 or 3.
It's like 2 minutes every 1 minute. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, what do you mean 2 minutes every 1 minute?
Like you'll look at your phone for 2 minutes and then put it down. Like 2 minutes later, you pick it up for another 2 minutes.
So every, no, 2 minutes you look at your phone, and 1 minute later you look at it again.
Yeah, like, yeah. You get the idea.
Yeah, yeah, okay, sorry. Well, the people don't.
Oh, the people. He talks about how, like, we've molded ourselves like that. So it's just killed our attention span and stuff.
Yeah.
And he's a really interesting guy, because he's, like, super down-to-earth.
Smart?
Smart. He's actually a funny guy, too.
Oh, he's super down-to-earth? Dude. Yeah. You have a crush on him?
He's real nice.
What's he look like? Let's see what you're talking about.
I don't know if he's that attractive.
Oh, so remember. You like the guy.
Yeah, I have a crush on him, actually.
Hey, I mean...
Oh, is he not that good looking? I don't remember what he looks like. Does he look like Mark Zuckerberg?
I mean, no. He's not good looking. I mean...
Does he look like Mark Zuckerberg?
No, not at all.
Oh, well, I feel like he looked
like Mark... Do you think Mark Zuckerberg's good looking?
No, not at all. I think he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
Good personality.
Yeah, see, personality is the key, though. Yeah, you're right, because no one would approach I wouldn't say you wouldn't.
Think about it. If Mark Zuckerberg didn't have his money, do you think he'd be as cool as he is?
His money? What if he still had the brain? Because then he could be smart and something. So are you saying
he could make something else?
Yeah, he can do something else.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Because he's still gonna, if he didn't.
What if he didn't make anything else?
I'm sure he'd find someone.
You're sure he would find someone?
I'm sure he'd find everyone. Not
his,
everyone, but
if
like,
I remember correctly, his wife is super, super smart too. I think she, where did he go to college? Harvard?
Harvard.
I think she graduated from Harvard as well.
Yeah, I learned that from The Social Network. The movie.
The movie?
Yeah.
Who did it have? Who played it?
I don't know. I know Justin Timberlake wasn't in. Huge Justin Timberlake fan. Probably top 5.
JT?
Probably top 3. Man probably crush? Number 2 man crush, honestly. Man crush?
Ooh, that's hard. I think
Mark Zuckerberg.
Actually, I know all of my man crushes.
I'm gonna go Zac Efron one for me. No, for me.
That's too basic. Keep going.
Okay. Well, hey, I didn't ask.
Keep going.
JT.
Okay.
Oh, yo, Mark Zuckerberg's dating an Asian or dating.
He has his
married
wife.
To an eight. Okay.
I'm pretty sure they have kids. They've been married for a long time.
Okay, I meant married, Asian lady. Her name's Priscilla Chan, Jackie's cousin. So I'm gonna say.
I was like, who's Jackie?
I'm gonna say Zach, like the Efron one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say JT. Dude, hold on. JT might be number one, honestly, because he's like the most well-rounded
dude
entertainer.
He can act. He's funny. He's good looking. He can sing.
God.
And does he have a wife?
And he was in NSYNC.
Does he have a wife?
And hold on, he was in NSYNC. I'm a huge NSYNC fan.
Does he have a wife?
Yeah, Jessica Biel.
You know Jessica Biel is?
Oh, I know her. She's, yeah, she's hot.
Yeah, she's, you know, she probably has a really good heart too.
How long have they been married? A long time or what? Am I just not? I don't know.
Anything They've been together about for a long time.
I don't know anything about celebrities. Justin Timberlake's wife. Don't even
get me started.
Who else?
How long?
You said Zac Efron, which I don't agree with at all.
Okay, well, it's a good thing that's not your man crush list. It's mine.
Justin Timberlake.
How many are we doing?
Let's do. You want to do 3 or 5?
I'm gonna do. You have 5 ready to go right now, don't you?
I have like 4.
We can't do top 4 though. That's weird.
That's weird. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm gonna go. Oh, Jason Momoa.
I don't know who that is.
Dude, he's the one that plays Aquaman.
Oh, yeah. I heard that chicks like him.
Oh, dude, so do men. And yeah, dude.
Who's the other dude? Thor, Chris Hem.
Oh, he's dude. There's so many good-looking people in the world that I'm not one of them.
I feel like you think these guys are like really hot or something.
I don't think they're like really hot, but like you know, I'm
if
not.
If you're a chick.
If I was a chick, like hit me up, you know. Jason Momoa is dope because he's like different looking. Have you seen him? You know what I'm talking about, right?
I have no clue.
This dude's like.
Show me after.
Okay, well, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel have been together for 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually a long time.
Jessica Biel is hot, if I remember correctly. She's in this.
She's very pretty.
I'm bad with that, too. That's
no, she's from Chuck and Larry. Have you seen, what was it called? Fun with Chuck and Larry?
Oh!
Remember, she's like the one that like thinks they're the gay best friends. And
Yeah. Dude, I forgot about that.
Yeah, and
movie.
Then she got like in her. Almost nakey. Yeah, and then I remember,
when I first saw the movie, I was like 12, and I was like, I needed to like leave the room.
Yeah.
It was bad, man. I had like.
I was like, my mom's right next to me. I can't do this.
I went to the bathroom and it threw up. I yacked.
That's not what I did.
Hey, who's your top 3? Oh, you said.
I just said it.
Oh, yeah, you said Chris. Oh, no, not Chris. No, Jason Momoa.
That dude is just so cool. Let's see. Let's. Look at this dude. He is. Like the
oh, he's a cool look. What is he? Yeah. Like, from New Zealand?
He's Hawaiian, bro.
He looked Islander. He looked like some kind of Islander.
Let's look him up on Wikipedia kind.
You're not even gonna ask me my top 3?
I'm going to, but I'm still on mine.
Okay, well, you already named your 3.
Okay, well, we're talking about Jason Momoa. And then we can talk about your 3. And he does like jiu-jitsu and stuff too.
He does jiu-jitsu?
Oh, he does stuff like that. I don't know.
He does stuff like that.
On the mat sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
He starts wrestling people.
Should I look up Jason Momoa, Tale of the Tape? Because.
This
dude's 6'4". He has like long, luscious hair. His eyebrows are like weird looking in a cool way. No, cool. Weird looking in a cool way. Not cool. Wait, yeah. Okay, so. He has like. Bushy eyebrows like me, which makes you like them even more because it makes me feel good about my eyebrows.
You should probably get them done.
Dude. No. Okay? I'm all natural. Yeah, and this dude's like a rock climber.
Your eyebrows are not that bushy, dude.
Okay, well, I feel like they are.
You're Filipino, so, they can't be bushy.
That's weird because I know Filipinos with unibrows.
Okay, well.
Well, like, I only have to do the middle part. I only have to pluck the middle part.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because okay. It gets little.
You should grow out the unibrow.
Oh, yeah? Bring it back?
You should bring it back like it was in style.
Like it was a thing for. All right, what's your 3?
Jesus Christ, finally.
Hey,
You're just gonna be like
Albert Einstein.
No, they're not at all.
What's another smart person?
No, not at all. It's Tom Brady.
Jesus, really?
Yeah.
You're talking about basic. Tom Brady, hold on.
Bro, you said Zac Efron. That's like every 12-year-old girl's dream.
Yeah,
well, Tom Brady's a man's man. He's married to Giselle. And
I know it just
she makes like 30 mil a year.
How much does he make a year, you know?
Freaking like 12.
No, that's just his number.
No, legit, look at it.
Okay, I don't want it. No, yeah, because he doesn't.
He takes salary cuts for the rest of his team. So there's more salary cap.
Yeah, that's
he's true. A man's man. He's humble. He's freaking TV.
Dude, it's okay.
12.
It's easy to be that humble when your wife is making that much money too. What if you're like, what if his wife.
No, it's not. It's not easy.
It's not easy, but
half
it's
those
like.
Guys are like, no, dude, I'm leaving because. You're not paying me $16 million.
That's also because their wives aren't Giselle. They're not freaking top of the barrel models.
Yeah, okay.
Top shelf.
But he was Tom Brady before Giselle.
No, she was also Giselle at the same time.
How long have they been married? How many marriages are we gonna question on
all
this
of them?
First episode? Anyways, so Tom Brady. Mark Wahlberg.
That's a good one. That's
easy.
A really. That's
easy.
A,
I think he's number one.
I honestly think JT's number one. I think I switched. But Mark Wahlberg.
Go ahead. I was gonna say JT, but I will say. I want to say Chris Stapleton.
Huh?
Chris Stapleton.
The way he looks.
Dude, he's a good guy.
No, he's a. You know, I love Chris Stapleton, but
dude, look at his hair. He's a man. His beard.
That's not what I was expecting to come out of your
dude,
mouth.
Dude, that guy hasn't washed his beard in like 6 years.
Oh, and you love that.
I love that.
Yeah, when was the last time you washed your beard?
Last night.
This morning. Chris Stapleton, really? Just because he's a good guy.
I just think he's like a man's man. You know, I feel like
okay, so
I feel like that's what your man crush is supposed to be about. It's not supposed to be like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
like
I
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark
Wahlberg's man.
Well, he's dope.
He's dope.
Like, he's just cool. I might add him to my top.
I'm
something.
Trying to think. Who else would I do?
Who else would you do?
Who else would I perform sexual? Maybe not Chris Stapleton. I love Chris Stapleton, though.
I do. I love Chris Stapleton, but I wouldn't say he's my man crush. If anything, like
Bert Kreischer.
Okay. Well, now you're just getting a little
stupid.
Yeah. Okay. You know what's funny? It's easier for me to name my top three man crushes than top three woman crushes.
Woman crushes? That's hard, man.
That's what I'm saying. Blake Lively. Oh, it's so basic. I know.
Is that Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Girl?
Ryan Reynolds is also...
Oh, Ryan Reynolds!
Yeah, he's also...
That's a good one.
First team all-man crush.
Oh, yeah. He's the freaking quarterback. Not even Tom Brady.
Excuse me?
Of the team.
Ryan... Oh, of the team.
Okay. You're stupid.
Okay. Okay, we're not talking about... We're talking about girls now. Talking about girls now. Before,
chicks?
Before people think differently of us.
It's funny because they are gonna think differently of us.
Oh,
because I really can't think of any.
Blake Lively. I'm gonna say Vanessa Hudgens for me.
I've
had a crush on Vanessa
I'm not
Hudgens.
Good with celebrities, bro.
Oh well, you did fine with the guys.
Yeah, but Chris Stapleton, he's like a country singer. Tom Brady,
so there's no girl country singers. There's no women athletes.
No, bro.
Interesting.
Good thing you said woman athletes.
Like Serena Williams.
No, she's cute, but
not expecting that either.
She,
Chris Cyborg, you love her.
I would go five rounds with Chris Cyborg, jiu-jitsu only, naked. Who's that chick? Who's that UFC fighter?
Ronda Rousey.
No,
Misha Tate.
I would.
Misha Tate.
Both of those, yes. Both of them, yes.
Paige Van Zandt.
She's super thick, and she
Paige
does jiu-jitsu. She has black hair.
Mackenzie Dern?
I don't know, but she's beautiful.
The one from Arizona?
I think so.
Yeah, she's like a world champion black belt.
She's like a freaking model.
Yeah, Mackenzie Dern. You want to look
at
her?
She is beautiful.
You want to see if we're talking about the same person?
Who else? I don't know.
Hold on.
Yeah, look her up.
Who is it my turn?
It's kind of both of our turns. We're kind of just going at it.
Well, I said Vanessa Hudgens. Blake
Lively. You said Blake Lively.
Dude, I have like the biggest crush on Kristen Bell. Oh, and Julianne Hough.
Julianne Hough?
Yeah, this is Mackenzie Dern. It's probably easier to show you my phone. Look, dude, she's yeah.
Oh my god, that's illegal.
Yeah, but she would eat you. Not eat you. She would kick your ass like.
She would head like, kick me and
Armani,
I would die.
Take the trash out. I'm playing Fortnite, and she would triangle you.
And I'm like, babe, stop!
Babe, stop it! It hurts. I can't. This is the second time this week.
It's the second time today. It's not even 10 o'clock.
Yeah, Julianne Hough and Kristen Bell. Kristen Bell, dude, Kristen Bell has, like, my heart for some reason. Just she's, like,
it's
cute.
Really bad. I'm not good with the memory stuff. I gotta look at, like, a list. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But Kristen Bell, I'm gonna go off on Kristen Bell real quick.
Okay, go ahead. Because
she's, like, old, like, all around.
Yeah.
Goals. Like, she's, like.
Kristen Bell?
Yeah, she's the girl from Forgetting Sarah Marshall. The one that broke up with Jason Segel. The blonde one.
Oh, if I remember correctly, she's attractive.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, she's attractive. She's, like, silly. I love like, a girl that's, like, silly and cute.
Oh, who's the chick? Oh.
Mila Kunis.
No. Look up the lady in...
The lady in.
In A Quiet Place. Who's that?
Oh, yeah.
Who's that lady?
That's, A Quiet Place.
What? Who is that woman? After seeing that movie, I was
yeah.
Like,
after that,
I was like upset.
Yeah. After
she
that,
was so beautiful.
Yeah. Me too. No, I know, dude. It's on. I'm not gonna look. It's on the tip of my tongue. Emily Blunt.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, let me make sure. It's something Blunt. Yeah, Emily Blunt. She's married to John Krasinski. She's married to Jim.
Wait. So you're telling me the people in A Quiet Place
are married in real life?
Are married in real life?
Yeah, that's why John Krasinski is a genius. John Krasinski? That's what I said.
You said John Krasinski. You mean Jim Halpert?
Jim Halpert. So Jim Halpert's a genius, bro. But like, they're married in real life.
Married in real life?
Yeah.
Dude.
Is that dope?
You know,
holy crap. Love does exist.
Holy crap.
There are happy people in this world.
You know what? Top five?
John Krasinski.
Tom Brady. Mark Wahlberg. Who did I say?
I don't remember.
Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, I forgot again.
I don't know why.
Chris Stapleton.
John Krasinski.
Is it Zinski? Is it Krasinski or Sinski?
Krasinski. I believe it's Krasinski.
It's an S.
Krasinski.
Krasinski.
Krasinski?
It's K-R-A-S.
But I think you pronounce it Krasinski.
Oh, I forgot you took that
language. Is that Polish?
Dude. Yeah? Probably. Yeah, I think so.
Polish?
Because I think the skis are Polish.
Zinski. Ski, yeah.
Like ski, like...
John Krasinski.
Because I have a friend.
I think he's Polish.
I mean,
his last name. He's
definitely white.
I'm saying his last name. Anyways, I can't believe I totally forgot about him. Him and his wife are on the same list.
On the same list?
Which dude, those are some good-looking people. And yeah. They're good at acting.
Dude, that movie was so good.
Dude.
I was speechless. Yeah, because I was speechless throughout the whole movie because we couldn't say anything.
Dude, that movie gave me freaking anxiety. I needed to take like a Xanax or something.
We watched it together. We sat in your car afterwards for like 30 minutes.
And talked about it?
Talked about it because it
that was... and what was the other one? The one that... Wind River, and there was another one.
No, you're wrong.
It was the one where the guy gets stabbed with the deer antler at the end. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and I know what you're talking about.
The one that the guy, Jordan Peele made. Doesn't he?
Yeah, Get Out.
Get Out.
Oh my god. That's...
That one screwed
that's
me,
that's up there, dude. We watched that with Noah.
Shout out Pestos.
Shout out Pestos, Noah Torresano, and Frank. Torresano family.
And Debbie.
And Debbie.
And Reed and Roxanne.
No, yeah, Get Out. We watched that... The good thing is we watched that in the middle of the day.
Dude.
Because...
It wasn't even scary,
bro. No, but it was scarier than I thought it was going to be.
It was
scarier than I thought it was going to be. Because I didn't think it was going to be scary at all. Uh-huh. And then something... It was the when they hit the deer. When they hit the deer.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And then it was like...
It was like... Meh!
Yeah. I don't remember, but like that something jumped, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, this is not... I wasn't ready for a scary movie. I don't know what you guys got me into.
Yeah.
And then after the movie, I was like, oh my god. My brain.
Yeah.
Because there was so many like hidden gems in that movie.
Yep.
I want to watch it.
It was different though. Like Wind River was more like...
Wind River, yeah.
It just hit you like a train. While Get Out was like a total like mind fuck. While like Wind River was like...
Wind River was like...
It hurt your heart.
Yeah. And if you guys haven't seen Wind River, it's like...
It's pretty, like, dark.
It's yeah, that's a good
it's
way
not
it.
for the...
Weak.
No, not weak, but lighthearted.
What's the difference between lighthearted and weak?
I don't know.
No, that's different. No,
you know what I'm saying? Because if you're weak, you're like, oh, you're weak. But if it's you're lighthearted, you're just kind of sensitive.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah. No,
great movie.
If you're into that, it's really good. And it's, like, super underrated.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix right now.
It's on Netflix right now, so go watch it.
Yeah, super underrated.
I watched it like 2 or 3 times. Literally in like a week and a half.
I watched it 4 times.
Like, my buddies were like, oh, let's go see it. After me and you saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Like 4 days after.
I watched it with my uncle. Like 3 days after, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, sure, I'm there. And it was better the second time.
My mom was like, I was sitting my mom on the couch. And she's like, oh, what's this movie? I was like, Wind River? And then she was like, oh, okay, I'll watch it. And then like I would say like, during the movie, she was on her phone. Because she's always on her phone when she watches TV.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, mom. Please put your phone down. This movie is very close to my heart. Which is, like, super dramatic.
Yeah.
Super dramatic. And then she looked at me like...
If you're my son, I'd slap you.
It's a good thing I'm not your son.
Yeah, it's a good thing I don't have a son.
It's a good thing the son's out.
Vitamin D.
Vitamin D's nuts.
Anyway,
yeah. And then she just looked at me like, okay, like, freaking weirdo.
Yeah.
But, and then afterwards...
And then she didn't regret it.
I don't know, because I fell asleep. Because it was like after class. You know that after class nap?
Yeah. It's hot as hell outside.
It's hot as hell. And you're just like, oh, good night.
Yeah, your neck out.
But yeah, I think she liked it. I don't know if she loved it. The thing is, I feel like people, when we love movies,
I feel like people don't love movies like we love movies. The ones that we love.
I like, I only love certain movies. I don't like a lot of the movies I see. Like, the way I rate movies is like, if it was entertaining while I was watching it, I think it's a good movie. But my, like, my gold standard is like, would I recommend it to a friend and would I see it again?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because all the movies that I love, I've seen like 4 or 5 times. Like freaking The Shining, Seven, Usual Suspects. I've seen all of those.
Yeah.
Did I say Seven?
You said Seven.
Like, all of those I've seen like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah, I know, because you've told me to watch them
countless times.
More than 4 or 5 times.
Because they're all, because every single one of those will freaking make you, like, your head spin.
I'm really upset that you don't like Interstellar as much as I do.
I do like Interstellar.
No,
did it come out? 2011?
I don't know.
That's the thing. I saw Interstellar when it first came out in theaters.
So did I.
But the thing is my memory is terrible. It's terrible.
Like, I have it upstairs.
I remember is, hey, Merv. And then he pushes the book from the bookshelf. Hey, Merv. And that's it.
He's old. You're talking about, that part almost had me rolling, dude.
And then he's old. That's all I remember. I've only seen it once.
Yeah, I watched... Dude, the thing is, you only need to watch it once.
Yeah, but... No.
I've seen it twice.
You're right.
I've only seen it twice, but it's my favorite movie ever.
But it's one of those things... It's one of those things where it's like... I haven't seen the movie in 7 years. 8 years.
So you're borrowing it, and you're gonna watch
it. Okay, that's totally fine. I think it's on Amazon Prime Video.
Well, I have it on DVD.
Okay, so then I'll watch it.
Stick it to the old school. No, it's Blu-ray, so it's not really as old school, but...
I have a Blu-ray player, I think.
Oh, you do? Oh, I forgot we're not in 2018.
Well, I don't have a DVD. Do I have a DVD?
You have an Xbox One, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's Jesus. So is my PS4.
Oh.
Actually, my computer has a...
Oh, so you do have... Oh.
I forgot.
As if nothing has Blu-ray players anymore.
Yeah, I know. Oops.
Dude, it's just like that... Hold on. Like that... I can talk about that movie forever.
Interstellar?
Yeah.
I need to watch it again because everyone freaking loves that movie.
Dude, because like it's just the meaning behind it. I mean, although this is what I took out of it.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you now or after you watch it?
No, tell me after I watch it because like I want to like go in because like I said, all I remember is Hey Merv and like Drive Lincolns.
Can you not say it like that?
That's how he says it.
I know, but like it's so much cooler when he says it.
Yeah. He's a man crush.
Matthew McConaughey is
He's a man top crush. 10. You remember his little, like, speech at the, whatever they get, what do actors get? Academy Awards?
Oscars,
those things. I don't know the difference between Emmys. They get an ESPY.
I don't remember. No, that's the Dundee.
Shit. See, my memory is terrible. It's
funny because you remember stupid shit all the time.
Yeah, I've seen every episode of The Office. I can't reference one, bro.
Oh, that's weird.
I remember when Kevin spilled his lasagna and that's...
It was fucking chili, first of all.
Yeah, shit.
Fuck. Jesus, dude. Let's see.
My brain's deteriorating.
No, yeah, it is, definitely. From all the...
Fortnite.
The thing is, you started the Fortnite trend... No, you didn't start it. You jumped on the Fortnite trend way later than everyone else.
Because I was like, this game's stupid.
Nope, you didn't say that at first. You liked it because you almost won. We played it at Sean's. Yes.
Yeah.
You played at Sean's and you did well. You got top 10. I was like, "This okay, first of all, you're really good at video games, mm-hmm. which is the worst quality.
I didn't play sports when I was a kid.
Yeah. He's not athletic.
I walk up the stairs, my knees hurt.
He complains about his back when he goes to the bathroom.
It hurts all the time, bro.
Yeah, and then that was like what? When did... That was your birthday?
No, that wasn't a birthday. That was around, I think, Cord's birthday. It was before Cord's birthday. We went to Sean's house like 3 or 4 times to play video games, like in like the span of like 4 months, like 3 months.
That's when they try to. That's when he tried to convince us to eat or drink Strawberritas, like the giant cans of Strawberritas. Remember that?
Disgusting.
Yeah,
those things were freaking kerosene. I hated them.
Yeah, I finished it. Finished yours too.
I did.
I don't
know. I remember hating it.
Yeah, but doesn't mean... Do you like the taste of alcohol? No, exactly.
Not really.
Yeah, and then now you're just like, after this past month, you're like, dude, I just can't stop playing Fortnite.
You know
like,
why?
Dude, the Fortnite trend was started like a year and a half ago.
It was starting like... Yeah, but you know why? It's because I don't remember who it was, but one of my... Like, Anthony plays it a lot, right?
Yeah, but he started playing it a long time ago.
Exactly, he is. But like, one of my buddies... was like, let's all download Fortnite. And I downloaded it. It was like one person said that. I downloaded it, then someone else downloaded it, then someone else downloaded it. So it's like we have a group chat now.
A lot of people do. That's, don't forget that you're late on the trend.
No, I know, but I'm saying we have a group chat. Like within like 3 days, we made a group chat and it has like 8 people in it. Like all on rotation, like different times of the day. And when you play with your friends, it's like...
It's fun.
It's so fun.
But I'm bad at it. That's the thing. I'm so bad at it.
It's like everything else. You have to play to get better.
I'm not good at those video games.
I was terrible at it. And then like a week later, after paying like 900 hours...
I'm so bad at that game.
I'm still terrible at it.
No, you're not. That's the thing. Dude, I got a W and I got like 5 kills. I'm like, dude, I haven't gotten 5 kills my whole Fortnite career. Dude, and I started playing it when it like the trend started and I just stopped because I'm not good.
Ninja gets like 25 kills and he's like, oh man.
Ninja also gets paid to do that.
Ninja also has 15 million subscribers. You think about that, dude? I remember the other day, he posts pretty much every day.
Yeah, well, he has to.
So he posts a video, right? And it was... on YouTube, it was like posted an hour ago or like 43 minutes ago or something.
Yeah.
And it had like 1.5 million views. And I was just like, Jesus.
Imagine
Christ.
Imagine 15 million people watch what you're doing for 30 minutes.
Well, the thing is, you also have to think that like 15 million people watch what he does. But also the people that don't subscribe. Because there's a lot of guys that I watch regularly that subscribe.
That's true.
So it's probably like another like at least 5 million. And it's like 20 million people just watching this kid play.
Yeah, I love watching him. It's fun. Like, I'm not good at it.
It's hilarious, too.
Yeah, it's like, not just him, but, like, other people playing, because...
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? How much the gamer YouTube channel has grown in the past, like, 3 years?
Well, Twitch, too.
Twitch, yeah.
Twitch, like, with Twitch and YouTube, it's just, like, insane.
Dude,
like, you have guys like Jack Frags and stuff. Like, he plays, like... He's I think he's British. I used to watch him.
Of course he's British.
I used to watch. Why are they good at video games?
They're just good at things that I'm not good at.
They're really good at talking
to Americans.
They're going to semifinals.
England. They're not going to the semifinals yet. They play tomorrow to get to the semifinals.
Shit.
They play Sweden.
Yeah, you're right.
Did you watch the?
I caught some of the game today.
I was pissed.
Brazil lost. Yeah. Belgium won.
Okay, keep going.
Apparently they're like stacked. I don't know a lot about soccer, but the guy I work for is like. He's a soccer fanatic, so
yeah, I was
we sit in his office and we freaking sit there and we watch soccer like during the workday.
I was running around my house, not naked, but I was in my underwear and this shirt, this Brazil shirt.
Yeah.
And
I saw. You posted a story and I saw it.
Yeah, there you go. That's how you speak.
That's how you use your words.
So yeah, it was. I was yelling at my TV. My neighbors probably thought I was. Dying.
Getting axe murdered.
Okay, but anyway, Twitch. This guy you were talking about, the British guy,
Jack Frags.
Yeah.
He. I don't know if he does Twitch, but I know he does YouTube, and he plays like all sorts of games. And every freaking game this guy picks up, he's just like insanely good at. And it's
that's like you.
No,
except
but
like,
they're
probably
like,
not that good. But
they're
like,
a different level. Like I'm good at video games because I played a lot of video games. But it's like those guys are like, they can make a YouTube.
They can make money off of YouTube playing video games.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like the only game that I could have ever done that with, like that I was like actually really really good at,
Halo,
was Halo and Modern Warfare 2. I was 10th for Siege of Modern Warfare 2. Freaking super chubby, long hair, baggy and one shorts.
Needless to say, no girlfriend.
Dude, all the girlfriends. And
dude, the online girlfriends on Xbox Live don't count.
Well, then no girlfriends. I used to play for like freaking 8 hours and like not move.
But the thing is, I feel like I did that too. I was actually good at that game.
Yeah.
Because me and my friends used to play all night. Time. Shout out to Clan Tag HK.
Really?
Yeah, Hardcore Y-H-K. Killers.
Heckler and
Cock. Hardcore Killers.
Hardcore Killers.
Don't make fun of us
HCK
like that.
HCK.
No, HK. Because hardcore is one word.
Yeah, but you know when like... Never mind, I'm not gonna get into it.
What?
I didn't have a squad.
Oh, that's weird.
I just played with like I played a lot of solo and I've played a lot of Search and Destroy.
Search and Destroy. Search and Destroy is fun.
Search and Destroy
is still fun.
So fun. They need to. Did you see the gameplay for the new Call of Duty?
No. I don't know. I almost said yeah. I almost lied to your face.
I don't remember what the name is, but some guy, some beta. Of course, it's. I think it's actually alpha, because you know how there's beta testing.
Yeah.
Before the beta, there's
alpha,
which is like the beta of beta testings.
Right.
And I think I was watching alpha gameplay that they had given to like a couple famous game streamers, and it looked sick. And, like, the mechanics were, like, exactly like MW2 and MW3, well, like, the classics.
Do you have, like, jumping,
that's the thing, like, because I think they listened to the fans this time,
uh-huh.
and they made it, like, predominantly, the mechanics are like the old games.
Because, dude, I can't do the whole, like, super jump 10 feet, and then, like...
I just don't...
The power slides and, like...
Yeah.
The laser weapons. Like, give me a M16.
Even with Scar. Even with Halo. Like, Halo 4 came out, and there was, like, Sprint and, like, Dash and, like, Jetpack, and it was, like...
Well, that's Halo. Halo's meant to be like that.
But no, but 1, 2, and 3 never had any of those things. Like, you had, like, the bubble shield and stuff, which was cool. But then, like, 4 and 5, like, came out with, like, all this, like, weird stuff. But...
I don't play Halo, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Great game.
Yeah, well, you love that game. The thing is, I feel like...
I grew up
on That's another game that I don't play because I'm not good at it.
Halo?
Yeah, I suck at Halo.
Well, dude, I sucked at Halo, but then I no-lifed it my whole childhood, so, like, I was good at it.
You're saying that about a lot of video games. I feel like you didn't have a life as a child.
I'm trying to think. That's the thing, though, is, like, when I was in, like, fifth to, like, sophomore year of high school...
Mm-hmm.
5-6 years, I just played video games like crazy. Computer games, this, that. Even my junior and senior year, I picked up Counter-Strike. I played a lot of video games. Computer? Yeah. And like Fallout and stuff.
Yeah.
I played Fallout. Shout out Bethesda. Fallout's like one of my favorite games ever. It's probably my favorite game ever. But the thing is, like, I played so damn much that it was like right now, when people are like, oh, let's play video games. Like, the only reason I'm playing Fortnite is because I haven't played video games in like a year and a half.
That's true, because I remember you were trying to play Overwatch with my little brother. You downloaded it and everything, and...
And I never played it.
Yeah, you didn't play.
Because it's just, like, I didn't care about video games. Like, I was like, whatever. But I feel like I play Fortnite because...
That was also the time where you said, I'm too busy to do a podcast. That same time.
Well, I was too busy to do a podcast. I was too busy to do video games. Now I'm doing both.
Damn, you suck.
Hey.
But, dude, this, like, the generation now, like, my little brother...
Yeah.
He's nothing. They're crazy.
They're it like we were like
we're like oh let's play let's,
we're
no
the same generation no. But like I feel like the generations like
are smaller.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is like us, I don't maybe not you but me I'd be like oh let's go into football practice and then play video games,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then like but these guys are like let me play video games maybe go to soccer practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then definitely play video games again afterwards.
See, I was like, I don't have soccer practice. Let's play video games, eat, and then play more video games.
Or eat while you play video games. You're like
I was never a big guy.
You were like
the
precursor to my little brother's generation.
Yeah. Yeah. We passed down the
torch.
The torch. I was going to say the chalice. I don't know what I was going to say.
That's a cup.
Chalice,
right?
Is like a goblet.
Yeah. But like a giant cup.
Yeah, like a king's cup, kind of.
Oh. King's cup.
King's Cup. What is that again?
From King's Cup. It's a drinking game.
Does it have to do with cards or something?
Yeah, that's the...
I remember you weirdos were playing that one day. I was like, what the hell are you doing with cards and beer?
Yeah, weirdos.
What do you do with that?
So...
Oh!
Yeah, you lay them upside down, and then you do it around the cup.
Yeah.
And, like, each card means something. You have, like, a task, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the king... Every time you get a king, you pour your drink into the middle cup. And then whoever gets the fourth king has to chug the middle cup.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
So it's like Rage Cage with cards, kind of.
No.
All right.
You're wrong. But it's
I was trying to reach for something there.
Yeah. Like, dude, I love that game because, like, it's fun. It's just, like, you get drunk and it's cool because everyone's like, oh, I have to burp again.
You have to play with, like, a bunch of people.
Yeah. You have to play with a bunch of people and it's, like, fun because everyone's just there.
Yeah, like Rage Cage. It's like Rage Cage.
No,
everyone's there. Everyone's playing. There's a cup in the middle, and it has a lot of liquor. And
I mean, in that sense, I guess.
I don't know why I'm trying to connect these two.
No,
things.
Dude, you're trying. You're pushing.
I'm pushing it. I'm trying to sell you this.
Yeah, I'm not buying.
Oh man.
Yeah. Speaking of selling, I canceled my LA membership. LA Fitness membership today.
Thinking, why? Because it was like $900?
No, it wasn't. But I switched to EOS.
Yeah. They opened one in...
They opened one right there.
Yeah.
But, so, LA Fitness has this thing where, like, you don't cancel over the phone. Like, I feel like you usually do. But, you have to...
Like, you can't?
You can't. You actually have to go there. and cancel it. But I was scared, dude. Like I drove up. I was like, dude, they're gonna like try to sell me hard. And when people try to sell me hard, I fold, dude.
You buckle.
I fold. Like
I need to work on that. I'm the same way, kind of.
Oh, I'm bad. Like they were like, oh, you want to buy this or you want
please?
You want this? And I'm like, no, I'm cool. And they're like, what if I do this? I'm like, okay, fine, I guess I'll.
All right, you don't have to twist my arm.
I don't have to twist my arm, but. And my heart's just beating really fast. I'm just like.
And you shouldn't go into your car and call your mom.
Yeah. And I was just like, mom, I did something.
I did something bad. I spent $10.
I spent $10
on it. So you went to EOS? Yeah, yeah, keep going.
No, I'm just, I mean, that's really just the end of the story.
Dude, I remember I got a guest pass at LA Fitness. And this guy literally called me for like 4 weeks straight.
See? Yeah.
And I was like, dude, leave me the hell alone. Like, please stop.
Yeah, those. I mean, that happened to me because I signed up, like, when I first got there. Like, when on the first visit.
Uh-huh.
But I heard, like, some horror stories about, like, gym membership salesmen.
It's bad, man. They try to, like, put every... I mean, no, like...
Well, they have to grind. Like, they're grinding, you know?
Yeah,
they,
I mean, you're a salesman. You have... I mean, it's in the... It's in, like, the job description.
Yeah,
it's
no,
like, in the essence of the job is, like, you have to freaking push these products.
I totally understand.
90% of people are going to tell you no. And your whole job is commission.
I understand it, but it sucks.
It does.
For us.
For us. I don't think I could ever take
a job. Actually, it sucks for them, too, I'm sure. Because I'm sure they're, you know, like, man, either these people are not going to answer, or they're going to tell me no, they're going to cuss me out. But, either way...
I mean, there's people that are, like, natural salesmen, though.
Yeah, like...
Not with, like, gym memberships. I mean, not to, like, downplay gym memberships, but I'm saying, like, salesmen, like, for, like medical salesmen
you know,
and stuff
well,
like
you
that.
Know who, like, the for-real salesmen, like, born salesmen, or car dealership salesmen?
Oh, God.
Because, like... Those guys are crazy.
Those guys are absolutely crazy.
And then, like, especially the ones that are good at it?
Yeah.
Like, dude, how do you... how do you do that?
They do it all day.
They do it all day, and they're good at it, and they sell cars, and...
Maybe it's because people don't know a lot about cars.
And like that's why I always go... That's why my dad is like... I'm going to bring my dad every time I buy a car. This dude like...
I was going to say, your dad knows a lot about cars.
He knows a lot about cars and he does his research before making decisions.
Yeah.
Like when I bought my last car... My car.
Yeah, your current car.
My current car that I'm currently driving.
Correct.
They gave us a low price already. And then he was like, like, you know how they charge a bunch of fees at dealerships and stuff?
No, my family's never bought a car from a dealership.
Mm.
We're immigrants, we don't do that.
Okay. as if my dad's not an immigrant.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, he's like, your parents are like super, super.
Yeah, they're like, they were like adults.
When they came here.
Like,
my dad
fully developed.
My parents were teenagers, so.
How old were your parents?
I don't know, my dad was like, honestly, like 12.
Okay.
My mom was like, I feel like they're around, I don't know if like the exact
like 12
age.
Or 13, something like
well,
that.
Well, that age, that
yeah,
area.
Yeah. My dad was like 25, and my mom was like 23.
Jeez.
Yeah. So they were like
a
couple years older than us.
Yeah. Well, anyway, my dad's like,
anyways.
My dad's like really good at like he does his research, like, he's like, oh, there's always fees when it comes to like dealerships.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, I didn't ask for that. I don't want that. And then, that's not cool.
Dude, you got a freaking...
Well, he just knows his shit.
Well, it's like with those salesmen, man, like, you gotta, like, freaking...
I'd fold.
You gotta do your research. And, like, I bet your dad probably has it from experience.
Also, he
like
lowballed
that.
The fuck out of that salesman.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah, he like, lowballed
no,
him.
You
like,
have to.
Yeah, but, like, if I did that, I'd be, like, so scared. But
dude, I'm bad at it.
Because,
I'm
like,
terrible.
Because obviously they're going to say no to your offer. And if once they say no to my offer, I'm, like, I start crying. I'm just like, oh, I'm just kidding. I'm
You're
sorry.
Like, yeah,
I'll do the first one.
You know, we'll double the price.
You know, we'll double the price. I'll just get a really loan. I'll get a loan and then...
I'll sell my house.
I'll sell my... I don't even have a house.
No, I feel it, dude. It's like, my cousin told me a story. She's a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And... she is one of those people that's like, you just like don't mess with, really. Like they'll toss hands.
Yeah.
And what's it called? She went to a dealership to go buy a Jaguar. And she told me, she was like, I sat there for like, I think 6 hours until the dealership closed.
Dude, yeah, no, exactly. My dad would do the same thing.
She lowballed them so hard.
No, my dad does the same thing. Like he'll stay in dealerships for... Till, like you said, until they close.
Yeah.
Go ahead, keep going.
And she was just like, she sat there with like a pen and paper.
Uh-huh.
And and just like it did all these calculations and this and this and that.
Yeah.
And after like 8 hours, the guys were like, "Lady, you need to get out of here." She's like, "I'm not gonna get out of here until you give me the price I want," because they want to sell the car.
Yeah, it's not like they don't want you to buy the car. They're like,
not at all. Yeah. And I mean, they hike it up so much that it's just like, yeah, dude. That it's like, even if you do buy it at the low ball price, they're probably making a profit on it.
Absolutely, so, yeah.
And the thing is, if you buy a car from them, you know, say you buy a car for like $30,000, right?
Yeah.
And you're a sucker and you get a car payment for it and you take out a loan, you're not paying $30,000 for that car. Your interest accrues and stuff, and you're paying freaking like, I don't know, I just throw a random number. 45. You're not
paying. Dude, same number.
Sick.
High five.
You're not paying like $30,000.
You know what's crazy? How like, I'm not talking shit about young people or certain people, but like, there's like a lot of young people that buy nice cars at a young age,
mm-hmm.
with like a part-time job. Like, how do you afford that?
It's really, really stupid.
I just don't think it's like, it's not, yeah, I'm gonna say
it's not too. Financially smart.
It's not, because all. First of all, like, you don't have credit.
Yeah.
So your interest rate is probably high. I mean, and I'm sure their parents co-sign for them.
Yeah.
And if not, then fuck, they have to pay hella interest. And it's like, why do you don't need that car right now.
I don't know. I feel like
people are trying to flex, that's why.
I feel like Instagram, like, all these people, like, gym life, and they all drive, like, Beamers.
Yeah.
And if you can rappers and celebrities and stuff, it's like, they see that, and they're like, oh, I want to flex. Because that, I mean, I get that urge. I'd be like, damn, if I get a full-time job, I want to drop a Benz. But then it's like, my rational self is like, oh, that would be a terrible idea.
Yeah, dude. And it's like, and if you can afford it, and, like, you have, like, and you save for it,
yeah,
that's cool. Pay it all in cash. That's dope. That's cool. What I did with my car.
Yeah.
My car's all paid off. I was like, dude, I'm so glad.
Your car's a reasonable car. It's a Volkswagen. Yeah. It's like a standard.
It's German.
It's a run-of-the-mill Volkswagen.
It's pretty much a BMW. You,
yeah, it pretty much is.
It's pretty much an Audi
R8. R8. 200K.
200K. It's probably pretty much that.
It's like a Lamborghini almost.
It's pretty much a
if you round car. Up. If you round up, it's like a Lamborghini.
If you round up, if you move the decimal place, like a
three.
Couple, yeah, it's pretty much a supercar.
But it's like, I wasn't gonna say, you fucking got me off track. Stupid joke.
You said Lamborghini. No. You said I have a Volkswagen.
You have a Volkswagen?
Yeah.
Like, one of my buddies, this is hilarious, he's gonna hear this, and he's gonna be like, oh, you're talking shit.
That was funny.
Shut up.
Oh, you're still going.
And he just got his job. I think he does engineering. And, oh, cool. He goes and buys a Beamer, and then I was like, bro, that is not financially smart. And his buddy, our mutual friend, posted on his story and was like, used to whip a Honda, and like, it's like him in front of his Beamer.
Yeah.
And like, all power to him, because I mean, once you get that real job money, and thing is, the kid's freaking smart, you know.
Yeah, he's an engineer.
He's some kind of engineering major, and like, he'll make good money, so I'm not really worried about him and like things like that. But there's a lot of kids that, like, you know, they don't make that much money, and they go spend their signing bonus on like,
which is like
brand new car.
Which is also like, it's fine, because like, a lot of people have different like brains than we, like, they think differently than us, and they want that, which is cool, like, good for them.
If that makes you happy, sure.
If that makes you happy, yeah, go for it. But I just feel like there's other things that you can spend your money
on. Well, that's the thing. I feel like even if it's your,
like, I'm not like a freaking, what's that one financial genius guy named Dave Ramsey? Is that his name?
I would take everything he says with a grain of salt. But yeah, fundamentally, he's like, good to listen to, but like, you should really like, you should listen to him if you know nothing. And like I said, fundamentally, he's like, oh, like, he kind of knows what he's talking about.
Yeah,
but
I'm not like, that's what I'm saying. I'm not like some sort of financial genius.
I get what you're saying.
But you're just rationally thinking, I just feel like that's not.
Well, that's what half of like being financially responsible is. It's like, I feel like it's not even opinion based. It's objective. Like, if you make X amount of money and your car, if you make $45,000, your car's $30,000. Like, you better live with your parents.
Yeah,
and or better not pay for anything else, because that's like, that is all your money.
Yeah, dude. Because like, my neighbor across the street, actually, he's an accountant.
Yeah.
And his wife.
The dude with the Jeep.
No, right across, they're right next to him.
Oh, okay.
He's
okay.
An accountant, and his wife is a PA, physician's assistant.
Oh.
But, hold on, they're timeout. Beautiful couple, dude. Like, they're both like goals. He played professional soccer for a while.
No.
While he was an accountant.
What the hell?
Yeah.
An accountant soccer player?
Yeah, he played on one of the Arizona teams. I don't know. Like, you know how Arizona's like not really big in soccer?
Yeah,
yeah. But like he played on one of those professional Arizona teams. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Beautiful couple. I wish I was them. And they're having another kid on the way. Shout out to the kid.
How many kids do they have?
I have one kid, and he's a freaking adorable.
Yeah, what's his name?
I forgot. Anyway, so up until like 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, the dude drove around like an old Altima.
That's the way to do it.
But he was an accountant during that time.
Yeah.
Like he was like he definitely could afford another car.
Yeah.
And they have a nice house.
Yeah.
She's a physician's assistant.
And now they have like, so now he drives a Tesla. Jesus, and she drives, yeah, it's a dope Tesla. And then she drives like a new Cadillac. It's like I really don't know what those are called, those Cadillacs.
What's it like, the ATS, CTS?
It's like a cross, might be a CTS.
It's like the Batmobile one.
No, okay, maybe I'm wrong. What's it called? Cadillac. It's like, you know those crossovers, like half SUV, half
a crossover.
Like, yeah, Cadillac. Yeah, yeah. Crossover.
Look it up, boy.
I'm looking it up. XT5? XT5.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. So she drives one of those. But like,
point is, he drove around like a car to get him around for the first, like, I mean, I'm assuming this is their first house, so they're pretty young. But like,
they
I don't remember what she drove actually. But whatever. They drove around like mediocre cars that'll get them around throughout the beginning of their, I guess,
careers. Or like, or yeah, family. Like, or probably they're what, like 30 probably,
if that. But like, they've been in their job roles for a couple years. It's like, it's not like they couldn't afford a newer car, but yeah, so now they're doing well and they have like nice cars. They just, you know, you gotta like, my dad always tells me like, live within your means, you know what I mean?
Well, he's absolutely right.
Yeah, I mean, so like,
because so many people don't do that.
Yeah,
I mean, what did we learn working at the bank? It's like, so many people are not that financial.
So many people are broke.
Well, it's not just that. It's like, so many people are not financially literate. And it's not even like you have to be some kind of like,
that's not even,
genius about it. It's just like,
don't spend that much
like
money.
I said earlier, it's like being rational and like what your dad said, living within your means.
Yeah.
If your cash, it's simple. If your cash inflows are 50K and you're spending 60K a year, you're doing something wrong.
You're in the negative.
You're in the negative.
By 10K.
By.
You owe the government.
You owe the people.
You owe Big Brother.
You owe Big Brother's watching you.
Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam. I mean, I don't think you owe Uncle Sam $10,000 just because you spend more money.
Yeah, but that's what people say.
Like, that's true.
Like, you know when they come to the bank and it was like tax season? Like,
Uncle Sam's
taking all my money.
I was like, maybe if you didn't freaking buy that Cadillac, or you couldn't afford it, you idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting aggressive.
Dude, no, but
I'm getting aggressive.
Here's one thing that I learned by working at the bank. I hate people. Dude, people suck.
I feel like it's different. I feel like it's because
I don't hate people, but you know.
I feel like when people go to the bank, it's like it has to do with their money. So they're like on 10 when they walk in.
Yeah.
So any little thing like, oh, you have an overdraft fee, and they'll freaking cut your head off right when you say that.
Well, still, dude, like, it's not my fault. Is it? Did I charge you the overdraft fee?
Yeah.
Like, oh, can I make it a withdrawal? You don't have enough.
But still, this bank takes
all my money. I'm like, dude,
you take all your money.
Maybe you take all your money.
Maybe someone else takes all your money.
Or, dude, but you worked at the restaurant industry.
Yeah.
People aren't nice in the restaurant. They're not on 10 going into a restaurant like, oh, I'm going to go eat at this restaurant.
But still, it's something that they're like, I was going to actually use the restaurant as an example. Like, customers as well are like, oh, this is my food. I'm ingesting this. I'm eating this. I want it to be perfect. You know?
Then make it yourself.
I guess.
It's different. Restaurant,
the thing I'm trying to find like the common ground.
There isn't, dude. The common ground is that people are, I want to say inconsiderate, but like,
I
want to say it's more than inconsiderate.
I don't know. I feel like people are just too emotional about things, like in general. Like, if your freaking pasta's not hot enough, just send it back, bro. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. But I feel like that's part of the things, like, nothing's ever perfect, you know?
Yeah. But I mean, I can see.
But the thing is,
I've been in their shoes. Like, I've gone to a restaurant and I've paid like $15 for something. I'm like, dude, this is disgusting. Like, Like, come on.
Yeah, but that's after you eat it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's people that, like... I mean, I've never been in the restaurant industry, but I've only heard... I've heard good things, I've heard bad things, but, yeah. Like...
It depends on the customer. Most customers are cool.
Most of them, you'd say?
I worked for, like, over a year. Like, they're cool. Like, as long as you're cool and you do your job... I feel like, if anything... That's how... Actually, now that I'm thinking of it, the restaurant's different because...
You cool.
It, everything's yeah. in your power except, like, making... If you're not the cook.
Yeah.
You know and what I'm saying?
In the baking industry, I literally have no power.
But the thing is, you're the face of everything.
Yeah, because I'm freaking sexy.
Exactly.
That's not...
Right. So, it's not, probably not the reason.
That's not the reason.
But it's like... When you're a server, if you're, like, considerate of your customers and you're nice and you start conversation and you kind of take into account their needs...
But... You know there's also those customers that you try to start those conversations, and they're just like, yeah, give me that.
Well, those are just miserable people. I mean, you can't really do anything about those people. And there's always the people that are like, oh, I asked for, you know, pickles or whatever, and they didn't come. And they, like, freaking go at your neck about it. It's like, dude, I could just go run and grab you some pickles. Or it's like, oh, this thing has, like, olives in it, and I don't like olives, and they didn't say anything. It's like they nitpick. There's people that nitpick. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
So it's just like... Sense. I mean, anywhere you go, any industry you go to... Like for example, at work.
Your work.
Yeah, my work. One of the financial advisors kind of just like... Was on the phone today with a customer. Who's just like a pain. And he knows nothing about, you know, personal finance. While the advisor is educated, went to school, has his certifications, knows everything.
Knows what he's doing, yeah.
And this guy's like sitting here like... keeping him on the phone for 45 minutes about something that could be resolved in maybe 5 minutes if he would just like shut up and, you know, just cooperate.
See, that's another...
It's just people.
Yeah, there's just people. Like, they don't just like... They can't communicate. That's another thing. People can't communicate.
Yeah.
That's another thing that's like... is only getting worse too.
Yeah.
Is that people cannot communicate with each other in a reasonable way.
But that comes back to exactly what we were saying earlier is that... People are forgetting how to communicate and having long.
Right,
yeah, but I'm saying it's coming back to what we were saying earlier, like with like the phone, modern technology.
Oh yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Our attention span is shortening. We're not getting any better at listening to people. We hear people. We're not getting better at listening to them.
I heard this quote. I honestly don't remember the quote exactly.
Was it Gandhi?
No, I think it was like Madonna or something.
Madonna.
It wasn't Madonna.
What's Madonna's last name?
Anna.
What?
Anna. First name's Mad. You fucking try. I don't know. It was like, it was had something to do with something like listening. People don't. No, here's what it is. People like talk before they listen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're more interested. Like if you're talking to me, you're more interested in what you have to say rather than listening for what I have to say.
And then responding to what you're saying and building off of it.
Exactly.
I already have my pre like.
You already know what you're gonna say.
We're talking about cars. I already know I'm gonna talk about my Bronco. But like even though you're like I like German cars, I'm like yeah, well,
yeah,
my Bronco's cool.
It's blue and stuff.
Yeah, and it drives like it has steering wheels. Like, did I say that right? Steering
wheels? No.
Yeah, yeah.
It has more than one steering wheel.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say there's multiple steering wheels. But you're right. And the thing is like. It's bad because I catch myself doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, like, sitting there...
No, dude, exactly, yeah.
I'm sitting there, like, looking at someone, and they're talking about something, and I'm like, all right, like, finish so I can say my piece.
Yeah, and it's...
It's bad.
It's bad. But, like, after that, I heard that was about a year ago. Like, I've been really good about... Not really good. I've been better.
You've been trying.
I've been trying to be better about, like, listening to people.
Yeah.
And then saying what I have to say.
Yeah.
Or maybe altering what I'm going to say based on what they say.
Yeah.
Which also brings us back to what we're trying to say. Conversations. Like
yeah.
People don't have like
conversation skills,
so they don't know how it works.
Yeah, it's weird because like with conversation, with people not knowing how to converse in a sense,
yeah.
It's like you lose your social skills and how to read people's emotions, and you kind of like you lack empathy. And
that's
it's like
put it.
Some people will talk this, and the thing is, like I said, I see it with myself. That's why I've tried to like do better. When someone talks about something that kind of affects them,
yeah,
you know, you don't just go, ah, you'll be all right. You kind of like put yourself in their shoes instead.
See, like working at a bank, like I definitely get some opportunity to work on that.
Yeah.
But also makes it worse for me because I don't, sometimes I hate what these guys are, what people are saying
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm blocking you out because a lot of times they're talking shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the thing is that a lot of the times when people complain, A lot of it's their fault, you know? Like, especially where their angle, where their anger is derived from and stuff. It's like, oh, like,
it's like, oh, cause
I'm mad this guy cut me off, but I'm actually mad because my wife doesn't love me. But it's like, I got dark really quick.
Yeah.
But it's like, but you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, yeah. No, for sure. So it's like, they have to put their aggression somewhere. Yeah. And it's never on themselves.
Yeah.
It's always on someone else.
It's true. I mean, like, everyone does it. All you do it, I do it.
Yeah.
All
of us do it. I do it first.
I do it, you do it.
There it is.
Our parents do it, their parents do it. Like, yeah. It's like...
No, it's definitely... It's just like... is it human nature? Or is it just... I wouldn't say it's human nature.
Maybe I think so.
You think so?
Because you're not blaming yourself. I feel like that's...
So is it human nature that you don't blame yourself, you blame someone else first?
Yeah, because I feel like... I mean, I'm not a freaking psychologist, but I feel like in human nature, you're...
Looking for a problem. Not looking. Go ahead.
You... Sorry. Will blame something else rather than think that you have some kind of flaw. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because why do you think people are so critical about being criticized? Like, if I'm like, dude, I don't like your hair like that. Like, that's my opinion. You'd be like, dude, what the fuck? Like, what? Or something like that. Or I'd be like, dude, I don't like how the way you drink your water. You'd like slap me or something. Maybe not that,
but
to
yeah,
that degree.
So
but you
first,
see what I'm saying.
My first thought would be like, how come this guy doesn't like the way you drink my water? Instead of like saying, how do I drink my water?
Oh, he was... Like, that's a thing. That's a big thing, too. Is like, you were like, you don't turn on the fan when you walk out. And I was like, no. Like, because like, I never do that. Like, nobody in my family's ever done that. Does everyone in your family do that?
Hold on. This is what we're talking about. So before the podcast, Armani pooped in my toilet and he didn't turn the fan on.
I thought I'd just air out, honestly.
Yeah, so...
I mean, nobody's home, so it's like...
Except me, and I'm right.
Dude,
next
it goes
to
away in like 2 minutes.
And that's not how it works.
It's not like I did it on the carpet.
I want to say everybody in my family turns on the fan.
But see, that's why you do it. Because it's like normal.
I feel like it's normal for... That's why it's there, though. You don't turn the fan on when you poop at all.
Not really. And normally, there's like no smell. Like, or if there is,
that's,
it's like...
You're lucky.
So, if there... But the thing is, if there is, it's like... I don't have like... It's not like a public restroom where people are in and out of it like every 2 seconds.
There's no fans in public restrooms.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying. Like, the foot traffic isn't crazy.
I hate pooping in public, dude.
I don't really like pooping. If I can not do it...
Then you won't.
Then I won't.
I don't, dude. I seriously wait.
I actually... There's one public place that I like pooping at, and that was my old job, because I would walk into the bathroom and it was like pristine and it smelled
if
good.
If I poop at work, it's because I can't hold it, dude.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about my predicament with Barnes & Noble, or Borders at the time. Remember Borders? The
Borders
bookstore?
Yeah.
So, not a ritual, honestly. It was like a trigger. So every time my family and I went to Borders, I'd have to go to the restroom.
Yeah.
It was weird. Like, we would walk in.
Something about books?
No, dude. I don't... Maybe because we went to Borders after dinner. So, like, every time we walked into Borders...
You guys would just go read books after dinner?
We would just go walk around. Dude, I don't know. Are you judging me?
Kind of.
Okay, well, hey, I'm taking your criticism and I'm going to make myself better.
Oh, I like where you're going
with
this. See? Moral of the podcast.
Moral of the podcast.
Yes. Keep going.
Poop
the poop in books.
Anyway, poop in books. So, for some reason, like, I'd walk in and, like I said, especially as a kid, dude.
Yeah.
As a kid, because my mom is a germaphobe.
Yeah.
So she raised me as a germaphobe.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I hated...
I've noticed.
Hated pooping in public. Especially as a kid. Like, now it's like, fuck, if I really have to go, then I'll...
It builds your immune system.
Yeah. Or it just gives you crabs. Have you heard of that? That you gave someone crabs from where they pooped on a public toilet? They got crabs.
That's dope. That's hilarious. That sounds like a comedy bit.
It's funny until it happens to you. Anyway, yeah, I walk into Borders, like, pops, I gotta poop. And then, but that's... There's really not a... That's not a long story that I'm going to tell, but I'm just saying, like...
I feel like you got ready to tell a long story.
Yeah, but...
And your whole story was, I walked into Borders when I was a kid and I pooped.
But, like, every time I walked into Borders, it was like a trigger.
That is weird.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Did you go there after you ate food?
I think so. I think that's what it was. And now I feel bad about telling that story, because now everyone's like... Everyone was expecting a big story about
it. Yeah, I was expecting a big story and never...
I'm such a disappointment.
Look, you don't know how to do conversations.
What are you talking about?
You see that?
I just
took
my own criticism.
You're taking my criticism? Wow, look at that. You're getting defensive. See?
No.
Product of our environment.
Thank you for the criticizing
Thanks
me.
For criticizing me.
I'm going to take this into consideration.
I'm going to work on it because your critique means something to me.
I'm going to bring a suggestion box everywhere I go.
Yeah, and you're going to have a little slit.
Staple it to my leg.
You're going to have a slit in the top and people are going to like rip a little piece of paper and fold it and throw it in.
That's what a suggestion box is.
Is it?
Yeah, what the hell did you think it was?
You know, now that you ask me, I don't know.
It's a box where you
put suggestions
in. Suggestions in.
You know, I was just rolling with that. I don't even freaking know.
Oh, you said you want to roll?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. I'm not good at those things.
But yeah. I'm hungry.
I'm pretty freaking hungry too. You want to get El Pollo Loco?
I want In-N-Out. You want In-N-Out?
I don't really want In-N-Out. I've lived by In-N-Out my whole life, so I've had enough.
And I have no regrets.
I've had enough double-doubles to freaking put me away. Like
I've had enough double-doubles.
Like, if I never had another double-double in my life, besides that double-double after Havasu Pie.
After we almost died.
Dude.
Don't ever say you've had enough double-doubles.
Should we tell that story, Havasu Pie? No, we'll leave it for another time.
Ooh, and then we'll leave them. It's a cliffhanger, and they're like, oh my god, what happened
to Havasu Pie? On the next episode.
On the next episode of The Bottom of the Barrel. We talk about Havasu Pie.
Yeah. But we will. Who are we going to have on first?
Who are we going to... I don't know. Who wants to come on the podcast?
Yeah, if you want to come on the podcast, tell us.
And if we...
So we know.
Yeah, and if we don't respond, we're that means that we don't want you on.
And if we don't respond, it's probably because you have no social skills and your parents sheltered you. So, all in all, you're probably not good with people. You're probably not that great of a person. You probably don't have that many
things. Wow, dude, hold on. Don't say that about our four listeners that are listening. We're gonna have like four people listening. Nice. Anyway, I'm gonna get some food. Cool. Hey, that was a good first podcast,
I think. That was a good first podcast.
If you guys have any suggestions, let us know.
Feel free to contact us at our Instagram page and via text, because pretty much all of you have our numbers.
And if you don't, then that's pretty cool, because that means people that don't know us are listening to us. Anyway, so we'll probably get this hopefully posted tonight.
Tonight.
Friday.
Today's Friday.
July
6th?
July 6th. All right. So if it's not posted tonight, be posted this weekend. Thanks, guys.
All right, boys. Thanks for listening. And chicks.
Chicks, too.
Bye. Love you.